Good morning, Mindy. How are you?
Good morning, Tony. How are you?
I'm doing very well. Thanks for coming on the program. Well, we got a little something type of activity going on Friday, don't we?
We do. It's the 26th annual Silver Belt in the City celebration.
All right. Well, I learned through conversations with you and checking out the website, I don't think that the community really understands how big this is. This is big city, big time. Talk about all the activities that are going to be going on tomorrow during the late afternoon and early evening.
On Friday, from 5 to 9, is Silver Belt in the City in downtown Lansing. And it's presented by the Lansing Board of Water and Light. And last year, it attracted over 150,000 people. And the annual feature, an electric light parade, which steps off at 6:10 p.m., followed by the lighting of Michigan's official state tree and a fireworks show over the Capitol Dome. And the evening is also filled with free family entertainment, including admission to all the downtown cultural institutions, free horse-drawn carriage rides on Washington Square, self-guided tours of the state capitol, and there is a lot of new features and attractions that are new that are debuting in 2010 as well. We are introducing a 2010 Silver Belt commemorative ornament that you can get on the Silver Belt website at the Silver Belt Village, the Nativity Event, or the Lansing City Market. The Silver Belt Village is from 5 to 9 on Allegan Street, which is a holiday market. And the village features local artists and gourmet food vendors selling gifts that are really perfect for the holidays. And then the Radio Disney Road Crew Show will be kicking things off at 5:10 to 6:10 p.m. on the Capitol steps. And it's their national touring street team, and they're going to really energize the crowds and the families and give away prizes. And it's very interactive and games, so it'll be a lot of fun for families coming down and staking out before the parade starts. And then immediately following the fireworks, Radio Disney is hosting Josh Golden live in concert. And Josh is a multi-talented 16-year-old singer-songwriter and Disney star, and he will be performing an hour show right after the fireworks. So there's a lot going on.
Well, Mindy, I'm a little miffed at you, because how am I going to do all this stuff, especially when I start going down the list for people who have been to the state capitol but really want to see it up close and personal? This is a good opportunity, because they're going to open it up a little bit more on Friday than they normally do.
Yep, you can just go in the east steps off the east lawn, and you can take self-guided tours of the Capitol. There's also musical entertainment, and it's a really festive atmosphere in there. So if you haven't been to our beautiful state capitol, it's definitely worth checking out that night. And I would come a little bit early afternoon before the parade if you want to do that, and then, you know, stake out your spot along the route, and then enjoy all the other festivities that are happening downtown.
My goodness, there's stuff going on at the Lansing City Market and at the RCO Museum at Impression 5, at the Riverwalk Theater, at the library, at CATA, at the Radisson Hotel. It's going to be a ball, and we're looking forward to that. And I know that on Saturday there is a special pancake breakfast with Santa at Tropo.
There is. It's our third annual Breakfast with Santa. It's presented by Tropo. And it is a wonderful event. It beats the crowds at the mall and waiting in line for your, you know, picture. It's really intimate. It's great. Tickets are $10. You can get them on sale at Tropo. Kids 2 and under are free. Not only you have breakfast with Mr. and Mrs. Claus, there's tons of kids' activities as well. Holiday arts and crafts, writing letters to Santa, cookie decorating. And there is a professional photographer on site.